And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right, man. I'm talking about saving the world, y'all, one soundbite at a time. Text lines are open. Text it in as we go, because I'm pretty sure some of the things we're about to cover right now in this next segment are going to get a little bit of attention from some of y'all. Some of y'all is going to go ahead and say, I got commentary. It's 833-687-4448. Some of this stuff. So here's the deal. You know the thing. I get up in the mornings, I'm working the show, I'm developing the dippers, I'm resourcing each one of them, finding all the different stories that you hear me rattle the paper on, and I start getting the show, we call it being resourced. I'm resourced up, and at some point, though, in the middle of it, as I'm going, okay, I got this dipper on that, I got this dipper, what I'm going to, wow, look at all that wokeness. Hey, how about that? Wow, how woke can they be? Where did all the wokeness come from? Well, at some point I realized, oh, there's plenty here. I've got an entire new section that we like to call Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Oh, Boomer, I'm expecting your camera's got to be up, Buff. Audience participation is always fun, but so is boomer face participation on some of these stories.
Boomer face participation.
Boomer face participation.
I'm going to warm up my face right now. There we go.
Here's one that I find to be, well, okay, it's woke world. Let's just go there. All right, so first story out the gate from a website called Based Politics. So pro-choice students, those are the ones that like abortion, all right, pro-choice students at Binghamton University, recently vandalized a display from Students for Life America by attempting to eat their model fetuses. Let me back up because so it even says right here in the article, yes, you read that right. They tried to eat them. So basically they have the little hand-sized fetuses, and these people come along and grab them and start eating them as if that's their form of protest over what they're seeing on the pro-life table. That's where we are on some of these universities. Yeah, bro. So the whole world can see your face right now because, yes. It says, in September, pro-choice advocates also tried to eat Student for Life America's model fetuses at Onondaga Community College in Syria. Oh, it's a different college. What the heck, man? Is this a thing? Do they send out a newsletter and go, by the way, stop by the table and eat the fetus. That'll show them. How gross is that? How weird is that? And how
I don't have anything to say.
How that's seemingly just depraved is that?
Right. Ugh.
I mean, these are not gummy bears. This is a model of a baby child. I'm just saying. In May, a protester at Hunter College in this is another one, took one of the model fetuses, covered it in blood, stabbed a wire through its head. An article from Binghamton University's student newspaper defended the vandalism against Students for Life, claiming the pro-choice advocates had every right to destroy the pro-life presentations. Yeah. These are, by the way, the next leaders of business and society coming out of Binghamton University,
wow,
Onondaga Community College, and Hunter College in Manhattan. And I'm just saying, what the heck? I mean, first of all, what mindset do you have to be in to walk up to anybody's stuff and go, I so don't like you that I'm going to grab your stuff and eat it. And then on top of that, it's not meant to be edible. And then on top of that, it's also, it's a model of a human fetus.
Right.
And their form of protest is to grab it off your table, curse you while they do, and then eat it like they're doing something other than just, you know, sort of transferring some evil
something
spiritual
right
force.
Wow.
So that happened.
That happened.
And I almost don't know where to go from there.
Exactly.
I now have like a minute before we go on the air. Do I start the next story, or do I just go ahead and let that one just kind of simmer for a minute? I look at this and think, you know, first of all, we've seen all the stuff about people protesting in favor of Hamas on college campuses. And I'm like, when I was in college, I don't remember any of this crap. There were always going to be liberals.
Right.
Of course, I went to the University of South Alabama. That was my undergrad degree. But did I just run in a different world, or was it a different world back then?
It was just a different world.
I mean,
I didn't really have to deal with any of it, or either that, or I just separated myself from it and just I don't honestly don't remember, but I don't remember dealing with any of it.
No, I don't either. But when you're in woke world, I mean, so apparently eating model fetuses is a form of protest in some places in woke world. I'm not sure that's woke.
I think
that's just jacked up.
Just disturbing.
That's like that's just somebody that needed to be like backhanded right there on the spot. Pretty sure they deserved
absolutely.
It too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Ugh. All right. Now that we settled the fact
I did not like that story.
So you want me to head down a different road in a minute?
Let's go down a different.
Let's talk about Dylan Mulvaney in the next one.
Okay. There we go.
That'll lighten the mood. And then we can talk about California. No, by the way, then we can talk about non-binary pansexuals and microaggressions against black Muslims. That's one headline, by the way.
Oh, man, that's one? That's one headline. That may rank up there, then. That was a good headline.
And then you've got one like in Detroit where the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, up in Michigan, is trying to bring people to her state by advertising they'll do abortions there. I'm just saying. It's a whole woke world out there, and we just all get to watch it and see. How about this one? College kids explaining that capitalism is cannibalism. Well, that makes no sense, I guess, unless you're going to wind up eating the model of a fetus off the pro-life table. That's just like next level awful. Anyway. All right, listen, we're heading to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one, Alabama. Worth moving to, I can just tell you right now. And listen, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, this show, like, man, we go way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got a caller on the line real quick. Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil. Today's my Friday, I think.
Today's your Friday. All right, good.
What's on? Is Sunday's my Monday.
Well, what's on your mind on this not quite Friday for the rest of us?
Hey, we need to start defunding higher education. I mean, there's way too much money in it, and there's a lot of people who are there that don't need to be there. If you're thinking this kind of stuff was eating babies, plastic babies off tables and everything and doing stuff like that, I'm sorry, but you're just too dumb to be there.
Yeah. You may be too dumb to live at that point. I look at it, too, and think, okay, first of all, it's an immaturity issue. It's definitely an immaturity issue. Someone didn't raise that kid right. On the second, you look at it and go, what a complete lack of care and concern for somebody else's stuff. And then thirdly, though, you look at it and go, that's depraved, man. That is absolutely depraved.
Yeah, in the good old days when they did something like that, somebody smacked him upside the head. That's what you need, is spare the rod and spoil the children. So,
well, I totally agree, and I'm pretty sure there's a few rods that need to be broken across the backsides on college campuses like right now. I mean,
I'm just a poor dumb truck driver with a high school education, and the dumbest people I've ever been around are college educated people.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm absolutely serious about that, because they think, a lot of them that don't know anything that think they know something because they got a piece of paper that says they do.
Yeah,
I mean, I've literally worked with people who had pretty highly educated people, and they had zero common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely zero.
There's a vast difference between schooling and learning. You know what I'm saying? And
there's
folks out there that that have every degree known to man, ain't got walking around sense to save their own lives. You're right.
Like I say, we've got too much money in education. The problem is not enough money in education. The problem is how we're spending money in education.
Well, they keep getting endowments and opportunities to create new degree programs, most of which don't have any transition to real life. I mean, let's get away from the underwater basket weaving degrees and get back to what it means to really learn something meaningful that you can take somewhere and do something with.
Exactly. That's what, you know, I don't think there's any of those programs in China, you know what I mean? I think they're probably learning math and science and a few other things that actually can apply to things. Like I say, we got these people over here learning gender something degrees or women's studies and things that, you know, I don't know where you get a job for that at, unless you, I guess you're at some kind of wanky place that, you know, hires people like that, but it's really sad.
Well, you can get hired in the Biden administration.
Well, that's true. Maybe I can put a dress on and have a sex change, and I can be the what's that one dude that?
Oh yeah,
I think it's for medical, isn't it?
Yeah. Old boy is looking at some prison time. That guy you're talking about. Yeah,
no, I'm talking about the other one, the Levine or whatever his name is, the other one.
Oh yeah,
there's so many that it's hard to choose.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking over each other because we have too many examples to work with.
Exactly.
All right, man. Hey, listen, Jeff, where are you at right now, buddy? You on the way back?
I'm getting ready to cross Tennessee River here.
All right, well, be safe on the road. We appreciate you.
All right, you have a good one, Phil.
See you, man. I just saw a text here from a brand spanking new texter. You can plug her in there when you get a minute there, boom. Kathy from Owens Crossroads says, Phil, listen, all this woke nonsense is turning my stomach. Let's quit calling it woke. Start calling it for what it is, evil. Lord have mercy on us for not speaking the truth. And God bless Israel. Kathy from Owens Crossroads. Oh, I know. I do agree. Some of it's absolutely evil. It really is. And I'll call it evil when I see it. But at the same time, Adventures in Woke World. It's a euphemistic title, Kathy, and we're gonna stick with it for now. John from Huntsville, Phil, that story about eating model fetuses is horrible. But if they actually swaddled the model fetuses, then at least there's a bright side to be found in that the story, because those protesters' next visit to the bathroom probably didn't go too well. John's thinking this thing through. No pun intended. Mike from Coxey, Alabama says too many of these kids are being educated beyond their intelligence. Thank you. That's good, Mike. Next story, Boom. You go ahead and prepare yourself, and get your camera back on. You're trying to hide. Are you ready? Dylan Mulvaney.
All right, I'm ready now. Let's go.
Starts off New York Post Dateline today. You'll be excited to know Dylan Mulvaney, his life is going so well. Time to crack open some celebratory Bud Lights, it starts off.
He's still on that kick.
Well, no, the article is.
Oh, the article is.
It says, controversial transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney has now been honored by a British gay magazine called Attitude. That's the gay magazine. We got Attitude. As its very first woman of the year. A dude.
Congratulations.
He's now the woman of the year.
Dude.
26-year-old self-styled trans beer girl, he calls himself, after the uproar sparked by the paid partnership with Bud Light, appears in a feathery white shoulderless gown, braided hair crown on the pink cover of the magazine's awards issue. Yes. Receiving his award, I'm saying his, despite the
his,
article says her.
His award, yes.
Receiving his award, he said, some see me as woman of the year. Some people don't see me as a woman at all.
Because you're not.
There you go. It says, no matter how hard I try or what I wear or what I say or what surgeries I get, I'll never reach an acceptable version of womanhood by those hateful people's standards.
Correct.
Yes. Said, but as long as the queer community sees me for my truth, I'm going to be okay. So, yes.
Oh, brother. Come on.
Not oh sister, oh brother.
That's right.
Adventures in Woke World. I mean, first of all, this is really kind of sad if you get down to it.
Yeah.
But at some point, he's acknowledging the fact that most of the world doesn't see what he sees. But he says, as long as the queer community, meaning I have now pigeonholed myself into a smaller sect of society, as long as the queer community, he says, sees me for my truth. In other words, truth is malleable. Truth is that thing that he's allowed to shape into what he needs it to be. He says, I'm going to be okay. No, Dylan, you're really not, man. You're really not.
Dude just looks like a lady.
Yeah. Oh. That's why you got all the buttons over there.
That was just a lot of... That's just a lot of that.
Just... Why? By the way, the other day, Butters found the button for the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I'd forgotten about the coffee sound effect.
I forgot about the coffee sound effect.
Just awesome. Coffee. Did your phone just talk to me?
That was my watch.
Your watch. Okay. Next story, Adventures in Woke World. You may want to know this. If your child is missing in the state of California, you might want them to identify as black. Here's what you do. Take your kids. Son, if you're lost... just go up to the nearest police officer and say, I identify as black. Will you help me?
To the officer.
Yeah.
Excuse me, officer.
It's part of the rescue plan. Memorize the address. Memorize your mommy and daddy's phone number. And make sure that you tell the police officer you identify as black. And they're more likely to help you.
Really?
Story from hotair.com. If your child is missing, the state of California will put more effort into finding and recovering your child if he is black. No, I'm not exaggerating. It's the upshot of a new law that was just signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. They just signed into law the new Ebony Alert system. You've heard of Amber Alerts? This one's just for missing black kids. Tell me why that's okay. It's not. But he signed it. California's newly enacted Ebony Alert is the first of its kind in the nation to prioritize the search for black youth that have gone missing. The law goes into effect on January 1st. It will allow the California Highway Patrol to activate alerts upon request from local law enforcement when a black youth goes missing. The Ebony Alert will be used for missing black people aged 12 to 25. The underlying premise that was debated in the state legislature was that supporters say it is needed because of what amounts to systemic racism in Amber Alerts. I don't know what to tell you.
All over the Amber Alerts. I'm sorry, that's too racist.
So, yeah, so what else? Okay, how much more can be systemically racist? Anyway, so Amber Alerts, it says, are generally less successful for blacks because many missing black children are runaways and they're not eligible for the system. What? I just look at this and go, which begs the question, if police and others are to search for runaways, then why limit the population to blacks? It's more virtue signaling. It's what happens in a woke world. It's when someone gets a notion and they go, well, I've got a virtue signal. I want a new law. And all it does is help one demographic. That's what I want. And I work in the state legislature.
All these people are just cupcakes.
Yeah.
Hurting their feelings.
They just want
it all about them. They want to make sure they're recognized.
I say take a lap.
I say take two.
Rub some dirt on it and walk that sucker off. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. You might want to know that there's a university computer simulation that makes staff respect non-binary pansexuals and not microaggress against black Muslims. That's out there, just in case you're interviewing for that job. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We're in number two of the Triple Dipper, Adventures in Woke World. There are some adventures out there, let me just tell you. And by the way, I'm going to have an update here in a moment. You'll be happy to know that the Biden administration did accomplish something very important, and I'll cover that here momentarily. But first of all, you might want to know that in some places, like, for instance, the University of Iowa, The University of Iowa's DEI office, that's their diversity, equity, and inclusion office. If you're white and you can't contain your microaggressions, well, they're going to help you out. So, bottom line is, if you can get hired there, they may be able to square your way because they have now partnered at the University of Iowa with a company called Cognito, which sounds an awful lot like something off of a Marvel movie or something. It's Cognito again. He's the enemy of the world. Assemble the Avengers. Anyway, Cognito has a special interactive software that you sit down in terms of, you know, coming on board, making sure you understand what it means to be the best kind of DEI employee. You have to take about 20 minutes or so to do interactive sort of like training sessions where you take on the role of an administrator and you interact with different people and you respond appropriately. So basically, it's going to help you to have better respect and ability to communicate with non-binary pansexuals and make sure you don't microaggress against black Muslims and stuff like that. I don't get it. Bottom line for me is, if you can't trust me as a grown person to interact with others, I don't want the job with you anyway. So there's that. Boomer, you will be happy to know something. This is important.
Ooh, what's that?
As we're talking about Woke World, I felt the need to have to refresh something.
Okay, what's that?
let me start that again.
Refresh.
I am refreshed. That's no, something. But I felt the need to refresh an old story.
Oh, okay. What's
because,
that?
Because as we are looking at you, there on the back wall, you have your monkey.
For the monkey pat. And. I got the hat.
And you got your monkeypox task force.
I got my...
Oh, you got your... And your badge.
My badge.
Your monkeypox task force badge.
I'm set for this monkeypox task force.
If you... I don't want to... Listen, I don't want to, like, steal your, you know, thunder, rain on your parade, anything else. But it appears that if nothing else good comes from the Biden administration, they have, at the very least, apparently eradicated monkeypox from...
They did. It just kind of fizzled away, it seemed like.
I don't know that it ever fizzled up.
You're right.
I mean, it was all the doings there for a while.
It was going to be
the next COVID. They needed another thing. COVID. They were losing COVID. They had to go ahead and find another thing. They thought, monkeypox.
That's a great one. Let's choose that.
Yeah. So basically, if your intersectionality puts you into precarious positions with people in San Francisco, then you may have contracted monkeypox as one of an average of maybe 400 people in the nation at any given time. Out of a population of how many? Hundreds of millions? But we had a public health emergency declared by the president himself, and he formed the monkeypox task force. And the monkeypox task force apparently did its business because I just looked back and realized that within months of him declaring the need for a task force and a national emergency, apparently it was considered to be pretty much gone in the United States and left lessons learned in its wake.
Wow.
All that and a hat.
All that and a hat. And a stuffed monkey over here.
What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do? McQueen hates. She hates monkeys.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
I mean, hates. Like, I can't even talk about monkeys in my house.
Really?
Yeah. I used to have an imaginary monkey, you know, growing up. Imaginary friend monkey. His name was Max. He's gone now. I can't even have him in the house.
I can't even have your imaginary friend, Max. Well, first of all,
I haven't talked about Max in years.
First of all, you a grown man.
I know.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say perhaps it's time for Max to go away anyhow. So I guess what I'm hearing is your kids don't have fake monkey friends.
No, definitely not.
Okay. And does she ever look at the monkey over there on the far side?
Oh, she hates it. And then, you know, it does that little sound.
You know,
Pax comes in here and he goes, Dad, do the sound.
No, it did that.
She hates it. She goes out of the room. She's like, don't you do that.
Do that one more time.
Isn't that just funny?
Oh, I'm not sure I like monkeys anymore now. Last story I've got before we hit the top of the hour. We're gonna come off of this crazy trend. But yeah, we're doing adventures in Woke World right now. Things that happen that you look at and go, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I'm pretty sure that monkey noise was the stupidest thing I've heard in a long time.
That's really is a stupid noise.
So just about a couple of weeks ago, So Mads Mikkelsen, who is a Danish actor, I like Mads Mikkelsen. He started some great movies. And award-winning filmmaker Nikolaj Arcel, they were holding a presser for their new movie called The Promised Land. And they had a reporter that wanted to know why there was a lack of diversity in the film, because that's the important part of the film, right? And the question was basically posed, if it's not because of artistic reasons, but because of a lack of diversity, this film cannot compete. Are you worried about that? And Mikkelsen said, well, you're putting us on the spot here, but first of all, the film takes place in Denmark in the 1750s, so it's hard to have anything more than just white Danish people in the 1750s. I mean, I'm looking at it, and you could see their faces. They were like, what do you want from us? They said, well, it really wasn't a thought in our mind. I thought it might be a little weird, a little historical, how it was in the 1750s, you know? Anyway, so the movie's coming out, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be it's going to have no diversity whatsoever. Why? Because it was in an all-white country in the 1750s. That's why. I mean, if you want to go ahead and do like Disney and just go ahead and say, we're going to revise what Snow White is and say she is Snow Latina now, you know, that's what they've done. Yeah. Then you have to look at it and go, okay, what else can we redo? I know. Let's go ahead and make sure that we have some transgender black Muslims in 1750s Denmark in the movie. Otherwise, the movie might not win an Academy Award, because that's where we are in woke world. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears. We're going to move over to, we're going to move over to a whole different topic. I'm going to do Home Fries Second Helping, but we're going to start it off with a friend of mine. Greg Davis is the head of ALCAP, a Christian organization here in the state of Alabama that advocates for, you know, strong morals and Christian policy in Montgomery. He's also the host of Priority Talk Radio that follows us on WXJC in the afternoons. But he's been to, in ministry, he has been to Israel 7 times, most recently about a month and a half ago. We're going to get his perspective on things that are happening over there right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right Side Ruffians out there, you are